This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I thought we had a good game plan going into it. Just never really caught my footing. Let up too many walks, hit a guy 0-2. Just a recipe for disaster. Got my ass kicked today.
Kate Horton just telling it like it is. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. As we also want to tell you about the Cubs and Guardians series tonight, it continues at Wrigley Field. Pregame coverage begins at 6:30 with first pitch at 7:05. It is the only local broadcast of tonight's game, and it can be heard on The Score and on the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. Marshall, you had been asking the question, what is the plan for Kate Horton when you consider how many innings he was used in the minor leagues before he got the call up? And then also prior to that May 10th game against the Mets, where he threw four innings, what the plan is for Kate Horton moving forward, knowing there is a potential and likely innings restriction when it comes to how he's going to be used. And as the Cubs continue moving toward that trade deadline without another starter acquisition, even though Shota's back, it's still a question that we need to ask.
So Kate Horton has pitched 45 innings for the Cubs this year over the course of 9 appearances. You know, the first one he had an opener, but 8 starts after that.
Correct.
And then he pitched 29 innings in AAA before that. So that's 74 total innings. In his career, since being drafted by the Cubs, or excuse me, even before that when he played at Oklahoma, he's never pitched more than 88 and a third innings in a season. So that gave me pause into thinking, well, how much can they stretch this? He can't double that innings total that he's never gotten past. Could he? But then I'm listening to Mully and Hall yesterday, and I was very, I don't know, surprised by Carter Hawkins, the GM of the Cubs, what he told those two about how they will handle that workload for the rest of the year.
You know, the reality that he has not thrown this many innings over the course of his career. And while there's certainly not going to be an innings limit for Cade, we definitely want to make sure that, you know, we're mitigating any risks of him regressing from a workload standpoint. So it's something we'll be monitoring and are monitoring. And, you know, we'll think about creative ways to try to get him and all of our guys some rest. I mean, I think it's definitely something you talk about, and it's definitely something you plan deliberately for. I think where teams get in trouble, where I've gotten in trouble in the past, is when you're solving for the rest. What I mean by that is, you know, I've early in my career, you know, shut a pitcher down in the minor leagues because basically said, hey, this guy can only have this many innings pitched. And sure enough, he didn't get hurt that year, but he got hurt the next year. And there's no real answer as to exactly when you should shut a player down or exactly when you should shorten him up. But I think we all can agree that increased workload increases your chances of injury. And so you try to mitigate that and you track all of the things that a pitcher does, you know, from what he does when he, you know, gets to the ballpark to when he leaves that night in terms of the workload he's put on his body. And, you know, that's something that we're tracking with Cade, and it's something that we track with all of our guys. And, you know, we want to make sure, to your point, that we are, you know, both utilizing him to win games now, but making sure that he and others are available, you know, when we get to some of these bigger games later in the year.
The beginning of that was the most surprising when he said there is no innings limit, which I was shocked by. But also when he talks about, hey, we've tried to manage this in the past and put an innings limit on someone, and only for him to get hurt the following year. So they're trying to, in real time, do the calculus on what is an appropriate amount of innings for Cade Horton to pitch and how to monitor that as the season goes on. And this is important for a couple of reasons. Number one, you know, I've been calling for not one but two pitchers because I was like, I can't see Cade Horton starting games at the end of the year, and I don't want Colin Ray to be in that position. So they need a guy at the front and a guy maybe towards the back of their rotation to help really strengthen it and make it a force to be reckoned with. Now I'm thinking they may only need one guy. If they can manage Cade Horton and maybe do some piggybacking, whether it's with Colin Ray, whether it's with Chris Flexen, whether it's Ben Brown coming back up after he does some work down in the minors, I think that changes maybe what they actually need heading towards this trade deadline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I agree. I also think it answers just a major question when it comes to how they view this. I think rest is a changing science in baseball. I think part of the problem, too, is that you have to tailor it to the individual, and it's a really difficult thing. I think for some people, the rest is necessary. I think for others, maybe it is something that unfortunately leads to a worse result later in time. But when it comes to Cade Horton, and I appreciate his candor and how he's addressed what he's working on and what he's doing. You can even tell by the box score, by the game log, that it is a work in progress for him, as it should be. What I like about it all, though, is there's no pressure. There's not pressure from Carter Hawkins in that discussion. There wasn't pressure in the question. What we're seeing is what we're getting, and people are okay with that. Now, does it mean, you know, he has a situation where he gave up 7 earned runs over 4 innings on Friday? Yes, that is not ideal. You're also facing an Astros team that is letting everybody know that they are squarely in first place in the AL West. But as far as the plan is concerned, sometimes all you really need are answers, and you're going to let it play out in a certain way. He's earned my patience because he's a rookie. The Cubs are expecting a lot out of everybody this season. I don't necessarily mind them having this wait-and-see type of approach. The most innings he's thrown this past month in June was against Pittsburgh. That's when he threw 5 2/3. But the highest pitch count he's had was on the 21st against Seattle. That was the Saturday game where they won 10-7. He threw 90. It seems like there's a ballpark understanding anyway of what they want him to do in each game. I'm fine with all of that right now.
The main thing I'm looking at is, do you have good control? Are you throwing strikes? And, you know, the 4 walks was concerning the last time out. That was a career high. And obviously the career highs are the season highs when you're talking about Cade Horton.
Right.
Season high, career high, 8 hits given up. The 7 runs speak for themselves. And really, he threw the Cubs right out of the game before they even had a chance. And that's what you can't have. That's really what you can't have, as we're talking about Cade Horton here on Raheem and Harrison. The fact that we heard the general manager of the Cubs, Carter Hawkins, come out and talk about the fact that there is no innings limit, and they're trying to figure out how to properly rest Cade Horton so that he can be maybe a contributing factor, not just in the regular season, but perhaps in the postseason as well.
Well, and also when we're talking about limiting time and we're talking about keeping track of people's appearances and how much time they're spending in it, we even discussed that in our group chat, as you know, when it came to trying to figure out what's going on with Matthew Boyd, because that was brought up as to whether or not there might be a potential limitation of his time. Mark, he had the graphic of his innings per year. And, you know, we mentioned that his rookie season 2019, just a world beater that year, 185 and a third innings. And he's had the most innings that he's thrown since that season already. He's at 91 and two thirds entering yesterday's game. 2020, he threw 60 and a third. Of course, that was the shortened season. 2021, 78 and two thirds. 2022, 13 and a third. 23, 71. And 2024, 39 and two thirds. Injuries obviously playing a part in that. But point being, might be something you have to watch out with a lot of people, especially when you consider Matt Boyd's age at 34. So as you're trying to piece this all together to at least have an answer about somebody who's young and learning the way right now in his rookie season in Cade Horton, I feel like it's all worthy of discussion, or at least trying to figure out a little clearer picture of what they want to do, the team.
Yeah, and waiting to see how the Cubs come up with an answer for Cade Horton is one thing. Matthew Boyd, I'm not as worried about, as a guy who earlier in his career has pitched over 170 innings twice. I feel like he knows his body and what he needs.
Correct.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.